And so in that, I landed on this passage in Romans. It's in Romans chapter 10. In this, in chapters 9, 10, 11 of Romans, Paul moves from talking about God's grace. He develops this case of salvation through God's grace through the first 8 chapters. He first talks about God the Father, God the Son, and then God the Holy Spirit, and lays out the plan of salvation. He gets to chapters 9, 10, 11, and the question turns for him into this discussion of, well, what about the Jewish people? What about the old law? What happens to the folks that feel left out now? You remember there was a change that happened. It was a paradigm shift from Judaism into Christianity, from obeying the law for righteousness to having faith in Christ for righteousness. So there's this big shift. And in that, the people in the time were struggling with the question that a lot of the world struggles with, and I think it's an improper question, and that's what Paul is addressing. And the question is, who gets to go to heaven, and what do you have to do to get in, and who gets left out, and who gets in, and what about them, and how come they didn't, and that doesn't seem fair. And Paul just sort of spins it around and says, instead of worrying about who gets in and gets out, our job is to share the good news. Our job, if you're really worried about the salvation of others, tell them about Jesus. And so here's the passage, Romans chapter 10, beginning verse 8. In fact, it says, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That's why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. This is the word of the Lord for us this morning. Thanks be to God. What Paul is getting down to is everyone needs Jesus, but how are people going to know about Jesus unless somebody tells them? How will they know if nobody tells them? And how will they hear from people if nobody feels like it's their responsibility? He's compounding on to Jesus's great commission to go and make disciples of all nations, to baptize them, teach them the things that he taught them, and live in community together. That he's compounding on that and say, hey, folks, our job is to go share the good news of Jesus, because anyone who calls on the name of Jesus will be saved. We just need people willing to put their hands and feet into the game. We have a team that was willing to go. And oftentimes on mission trips, we feel like we're going to help them. And anyone who's been on a mission trip comes back realizing that we were blessed on the mission much more than we blessed them. At best, what we get to do is our efforts and the gifts of finances and stuff that we send to them help support the work that is already being done on the ground. And the good work of telling the kids and showing the kids and living the kids in front of the kids what it looks like to be a follower of Jesus. But mission work is not necessarily going to a foreign country. In fact, that's not the mission work most of us will ever partake in. Your mission work begins at home. It begins with your spouse, with your kids, with your grandkids, with the neighbor's kids. Tell all the kids about Jesus, right? It's your neighbors. It's your coworkers. It's your community. It's your fellowship areas. The mission work that we are called to do is to share the love of Christ in any way we can. You don't wait for people to come to church to tell them about Jesus, right? How beautiful are the feet of them who spread the good news. You know why he talks about beautiful feet? Because mission work doesn't happen on your butt. You have to go into the world. There are those in Christianity that would tell you that you should isolate yourself from non-Christians and sort of live in this Christian bubble. That is so unbiblical in my mind, because we are called to be salt and light. We are called to go into the darkness, to go into the hard situations, to go into where things are not comfortable and not going well, to bring the presence of Christ into that. We gather here and sit together to encourage one another and learn more about him and celebrate him and experience him and gather as family and draw resources from one another. But the real call on our lives is to take what we experience here, take what you experience with your Bible studies and your Sunday schools and your personal relationship with God, and go tell the world. We live in a time where everyone thinks it's the worst of all time. And I think every generation has been able to say that we're living in the worst of all times. It's all going down now. Humpty Dumpty, right? And who's ever going to be able to rebuild it? If you're really worried about the future of the world, you're not going to solve it by bitching and moaning over coffee. You know how you're going to solve it? By being Jesus to the world around. That's who we're called to do. And here, let me just say, yesterday, Dick Eastland's funeral was given, and one of the passages that, one of the sayings that his son Britt used for him, he says, "The best, in order to share Christ, oftentimes, share Christ wherever you go, and if necessary, use words." Being a missionary isn't having the Bible memorized. There's a lot of people have the Bible memorized that are the last people that I would want follow. But those who have the light of Christ, those who have the love of Christ, those who are living in the light, that's the greatest influence you can have. Everybody's self-conscious about their feet. Every year at Easter when we're going to do Good Friday, when we're going to do foot washing, nobody wants to do it. Everybody's embarrassed about your feet. But feet in the name of Jesus are beautiful. So get up off your duff, stand on those beautiful feet, and go tell the world about Jesus. Amen? Amen. We're going to close our service with one last song. It's "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."